From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A brief pause for reflection today as the country joined President Obama, lawmakers, and investigators in a moment of silence. It was meant to honor those killed and wounded in Tucson on Saturday. But when the bowed heads were lifted, the investigation, the grief, the vigils, and a heated political debate resumed.
The alleged gunman, 22-year-old Jared Loughner, is in court for the first time today. He's being arraigned in Phoenix. In Tucson, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords remains in critical condition. Dr. Michael LaMole says he's watching closely to make sure Giffords' brain doesn't swell, which could cause more problems.
We're not out of the woods yet. That swelling can sometimes take 3 days or 5 days to maximize. But every day that goes by and we don't see an increase, we're slightly more optimistic.
As Giffords remains in the hospital, the political discussion about the attack is intensifying. And as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, talk radio is at the forefront.
Representative Gabrielle Giffords' condition was only a minor topic on talk radio this morning. The big issue was comments made over the weekend by Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik, who said Arizona had become a mecca for hatred and bigotry. Dupnik also was critical of conservative talk radio for creating a heated political climate that may have contributed to the tragic shooting. On his national radio program, Rush Limbaugh was his defiant self, speaking directly to other talk show hosts.
Hold your heads high and turn this back on the media and the Democrats, who are co-conspirators in policies that are bankrupting this country and risking the future for our children and grandchildren.
Limbaugh said Democrats were trying to use the Arizona shooting for political advantage. That was a message heard over and over on Tucson station KNST's morning show, too.
The Morning Ritual with Garrett Lewis.
Host Garrett Lewis took call after call critical of Sheriff Dupnik's comments. Here's someone identified as Dominic.
This is as dumb as saying, oh, he played a video game, the video game made him do this. No, he did this.
You're right, and allegedly, of course. And that's what you and I, Dominic, are so upset, and so are many other people that are listening, that our sheriff would actually throw out that other thing and lay blame on everyone but this alleged shooter.
While talk radio was furious with Sheriff Dupnik, it was pretty easy to find people on the streets of Tucson who agree with him.
I watched the last election, and I saw the billboards. And Gabriella Giffords had some really rotten things said about her.
Beverly Brown voted for Giffords in the November election.
I think you have to be careful what you say. I think everybody has to be responsible for what they say. I think you have to think of what you're saying when you say it, who you're saying it to.
At this point, there is probably only one person who really knows if the heated political climate in Arizona contributed to Saturday's shooting, Jared Loughner himself. He's in federal custody, but he reportedly is not helping investigators with their work. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.
In the Arizona legislature today, the tone was more subdued. The legislature convened with an invocation delivered by Bishop Thomas J. Olmsted of the Phoenix Catholic Diocese.
O loving God, Creator and Father of us all, we come before you with hearts weighed down by the terrible violence that took place in Tucson on Saturday. We grieve for Judge John Roll and for all those who have died. We stand in prayerful solidarity with their families and friends. We pray for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and for all who were injured and for those who love and care for them.
Governor Jan Brewer had been scheduled to deliver her State of the State address, and she did, but the text was new.
Tragedy and terror sometimes comes from the shadows and steal our joy and take away our peace. That happened on Saturday when a gunman took away people we love, innocent people, and outstanding public servants.
Governor Brewer is a conservative Republican who endorsed Gabrielle Giffords' opponent in the 2010 campaign, but today she called Giffords my good friend and prayed for her recovery.